Yeah, over here, you guys talking about grocery stores and stock and stuff like that. Over here, you know, they hammer on the Kroger really hard. And most of you guys know where I live, or that general area. And most of them blame the local management as far as stocking things go. I know a lot of the stuff that's computerized, and, you know, you have 50 cartons of whatever, and then down, you're down to 10, supposed to automatic reorder and everything else like that. But I generally believe, like, you know, nowadays, I mean, things are different, but they're not, we're not in trouble. And I usually believe it has something to do with local, you know, local management. Marion, my wife, she was in retail all her life. And just about everything that happened, she worked for one of the big box stores. And just about everything that happened at the store almost always had something to do with the local level. So I'm willing to bet what you guys are seeing is might be just an isolated incident related just that one store. Take, for example, what Don was saying about, you know, not being able to get one particular product. I'll bet you if you go to another store, it's probably there and there's lots of them. That would be a telltale sign, you know, that it's a local issue. I truly believe, you know, that's a lot of it. Eggs, of course, we all know the flu, whatever, that messed up the egg business. But, you know, but usually if there's a shortage of something, it's pretty wide. So, let's see. I'm assuming, Don, if I'm wrong, somebody else butt in. Hey, Pete.